A nervous young minister stood up before his new congregation his very first Sunday, and he said, "Today I'm beginning a series on the miracles of Jesus, and today I'm going to preach on the miracle that happened the day Jesus fed five people with 5,000 loaves of bread and two fish." Well, at first, the young minister couldn't understand why everyone just sat there staring at him, until bold Mr. Smith called out from the front pew, "Well, that's no miracle, Pete, preacher. I could do that." The young pastor realized his mistake, but he pressed on with the service. The next Sunday, the young pastor gets up before his congregation and he says, "Today I'm going to continue my series on the miracles of Jesus, and today I'm going to preach on the day that Jesus fed 5,000 men plus women and children with five loaves of bread and two fish." And then the young pastor smiled and he looked at bold parishioner Mr. Smith and he said, "Now tell me, Mr. Smith, could you do that?" And without missing a beat, Mr. Smith yelled back, "Sure I could, preacher. I'd use the leftovers from last week." Mr. Smith was bold. Mr. Smith was confident that he would have the ability to meet the needs of the people. And isn't boldness what the church needs today? Isn't boldness and confidence that sure we can meet the needs of the hurting people in our community and around the world? This is the lesson Jesus has for the church today, and it is the lesson he was teaching his disciples that day. William James says, act as if what you do makes a difference, because it does. Because it does. And the world needs to see Christ's people standing up and saying, "Sure we can. Sure we can make a difference." In the gospel lesson for today, Jesus has just found out this devastating news that his cousin, his dear friend, powerful preacher, powerful prophet, John the Baptist, has died. John has been beheaded by King Herod because John had the audacity to call King Herod out on his sin with his brother's wife, Herodias. He was imprisoned for it and eventually beheaded. And Jesus has just learned the news that John is dead. And Jesus, just like you and just like me, is grieving and sorrowing the way we do when we find out that someone we love has died. He feels empty inside. He needs time to get away by himself, so he gets into a boat and he goes to the other side of the lake, hoping to go up into the mountains and spend time with his heavenly Father to grieve the loss that he has suffered. But when he gets to the other side of the lake, the crowds are already there. They got there before him. And as Jesus gets out of the boat and he sees the crowd, he has compassion for them. And though he himself is empty and in pain and suffering and needs time for himself, it's as though Jesus says, "Sure I can. Sure I can." And Jesus spends the day healing the spiritually and the physically sick, preaching to them, teaching them, and he gives of himself, though he himself is empty and in pain. It's the end of the day, and the disciples come to him and state the obvious. It's late in the day, Jesus, it's supper time, and there's a lot of people here, and we don't have enough to feed them. They're in need, Jesus. These are hungry people. So send them away. We've got some people in need here, Jesus. So send them away so they can go get food for themselves. Jesus doesn't want the people sent away. He wants to take this opportunity to teach his followers, his disciples, to say, "Sure we can. Sure, we can make a difference here. We can take the little bit we have and make a difference with it." And Jesus says, "You're not going to send them away. Bring me what you do have. Bring me what you think is too little, too insignificant, too trivial, not enough to make a difference. Bring it to me. And the disciples bring Jesus the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They place it in his hands and he lifts it up and gives thanks. He prays, probably a simple prayer. Thank you, Father, for this food. And then he breaks the bread, gives it to his disciples, and they pass it out. And 5,000 men plus women and children are fed that day. And not just fed with a few little crumbs, not just enough to take away the initial pain, but fed enough that they are satisfied. They are given more than enough. From what seemed to be too little, too insignificant, not enough to make a difference. But when placed in faith in the hands of Jesus, with the power of God working through him, it becomes more than enough to satisfy a hungry people. And then Jesus says to his disciples, see all the fragments, see all the crumbs, all the broken pieces lying around, all this that seems too trivial, too little to pick up, gather it up. Gather it up. Did you not see what I just did with what you said was too little? Gather it up. And when they do, there are 12 baskets full of leftovers. Jesus wants his disciples to learn that even when they feel as though what they have is too little to make a difference, not enough, too trivial, not important enough, when lifted up and placed in the hands of Jesus in faith, he will take it and do amazing things with it. And it will be more than enough. What are we being called to offer up to Jesus today? Where are we being called as the Church Universal, as Grace Lutheran Church, and as individual Christians? Where are we being called to say, sure we can. Sure we can make a difference. Sure I can offer up what seems too little, not important, too trivial. What am I being called to offer up and place in the hands of Jesus and watch him make it more than enough? You know, every dollar we give, every little dollar, every few coins that we give individually comes together with everyone else's little bit, and it is more than enough to buy a mosquito net, a water well, a chicken, a cow for a village in Africa. Every individual who says, sure I can leave the safety and security of this country to travel to Africa becomes more than enough to show the love of Christ to a people in Africa. Every can of food we bring here and we place in our baskets comes together with all the other people who bring a can of food to the local food pantry, and it becomes enough to fill their shelves and more than enough to feed Sandusky County. Everyone who looks at their schedule and says, I can give a little bit of time to the food pantry, the soup kitchen, Share and Care, Liberty Center, I can give a little bit of time to crochet a prayer shawl, make some chicken soup, deliver some chicken soup, help with Love Your Neighbor Day, help with Bridge of Hope. I can give a little bit of my time. When we all give that little bit of time, it becomes more than enough to make a difference in the life of a hurting person. Everyone who says, you know, I can get out of my comfort zone, I can give a little bit of myself to go visit the sick, the dying, the grieving, the lonely. I can take time to fill some of their hours, even if it's only a little bit. It is more than enough. Do we realize how often we fill our own lives, our own schedules up with things that satisfy ourselves and our families, leaving no time to help somebody else? But when we can give just a little bit, it can make a big difference in the life of another person. And every time we're willing to step up and say, sure I can. I can take a little bit of my time, a little bit of my money, a little bit of my energy and my abilities. Every time we step up and say, sure I can make a difference, the kingdom of heaven is furthered here on earth. Christ will work through us in a powerful way and take our little bit that seems too little, too insignificant, not enough, and he'll make it more than enough. That is the challenge for the church today. Our willingness to get out of our comfort zone, use what we have, our time, our money, and our abilities, to step up and say, sure I can. Sure I can give a little bit to help make a difference. Here's the good news. Every time we come to this communion table and we take that little bit of bread, that little bit of the body of Christ, and we hear the words, the body of Christ given for you, that little bit of bread does amazing things as it strengthens us spiritually, reminding us once again of our forgiveness, salvation, redemption, bought for us, paid for us by Christ on the cross. And the power of God that is available to us, working through us to be able to go out and make a difference in this world. And unlike Mr. Smith, we are not leftovers. And we will not have to use leftovers. When we offer ourselves and what we have into the hands of Jesus, he will take us, he will take our abilities, our time, our energy, our resources, and he will make it more than enough. And that is good news. So what will it be? As we leave here today and we go about our busy lives, the next opportunity that comes along to give in some way, and we feel that, ooh, I don't have enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough energy. What I have would never make a difference. Will we remember that when we offer up our little bit, Christ will take it and do amazing things with it? So will the church join together and say, sure I can. Sure I can. Please rise and join together for the